Are you ready? Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome.
Woo! Give me a hell yeah!
To Monday Night Raw.
I'm better than you, and you know it.
Are you ready?
No, I said, are you ready?
Old man Randy Savage, the cream of the crop. Nobody does it better.
Coach Harris, Sting!
Acknowledge me.
And what you gonna do when Hulkamania and the largest arms in the world run wild on you?
As beautiful Bobby and Sweet Stan goes, everybody knows that they're the real Midnight Express.
What do you guys want to talk about?
What a rush!
So, allow me to turn this up to 11. Allow me to be that spicy CM Punk you all know and love.
GB's here, Into the Square Circle podcast, and welcome to my official Into the Square Circle podcast, WrestleMania XL official previews and predictions right here on Into the Square Circle podcast. And welcome, everybody. Before I continue on, follow me on my social media platforms, Into the Square Circle podcast on Facebook, X, Instagram, right here on YouTube, and also on TikTok. All you have to do is type in Into the Square Circle Podcast or Into the Square Circle Pod. And as I mentioned, it's a podcast. Follow me on Spotify, iHeartRadio, Google Podcasts, wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts and outlets. All you have to do is type in Into the Square Circle Podcast. And here we go, folks. This is it. WrestleMania going down this Saturday and Sunday, April 6th and April 7th, live from the Lincoln Financial Field in Pennsylvania, almost in Pittsburgh, but that would be a shame. It's going to be out in, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, unless you're going to watch it on the Peacock Network. It's going to be a loaded week of pro wrestling. WWE WrestleMania week. It's very exciting, man, as a fan, as always. Let's not waste any more time. Let's talk about WrestleMania, my previews and predictions. Now, if you're a listener of the show and you've been listening for a while, you know my previews and predictions, right? They've been pretty close. They've been pretty good track records here. How many I got right and how many I got wrong. So let's not waste any more time here. Let's talk about Saturday WrestleMania night number one. And there's no specific order what matches going down, but we know what days what matches will be on. So here's the Saturday lineup. Rhea Ripley will put her Women's World Champion on the line against the man, Becky Lynch. Wow. Wow, what a women's match. It's going to be a five-star studded, non-Dave Meltzer match. Because it's going to be a great match, man. Both women's are phenomenal. Rhea Ripley, she is a badass, right? A badass, a star. Her physiques, she is obviously the future, but she's also the now, the current women's champion. So she has all the stars aligned for her to retain. Now, Becky Lynch, a former champion, a great matchmaker for Rhea Ripley, of course. But the question is, could the man, Becky Lynch, dethrone Rhea Ripley this coming Saturday on WrestleMania? There's a pretty good chance it could happen. Now, I'd be shocked if she wins. I'd be shocked. But I'm going to stick with my guts here, and I'm going to stick with Rhea Ripley to retain the world champion. So that's going to be my pick, Rhea Ripley. All right, so let's move on here. Next match, Gunther versus Sami Zayn. Gunther's going to put their Intercontinental Champion on the line against Sami Zayn. Now, if you watch Monday Night Raw this past Monday, I forgot to mention Rhea and Becky had a nice face-to-face this past Monday. They had brought all the security guards, and of course, they laid hands on each other. Now, the Gunther and Sami Zayn, I enjoyed the Sami Zayn, a Rocky-style vignette where Sami Zayn was being trained by Chad Gable. And at the very end of the vignette, Sami Zayn was getting tired. He was, out of breath. And then out of nowhere, Chad Gable gave Sami Zayn a headlock. And he got out of it, and he's like, dude, what's your problem? You're training me, and now you want to put me in the headlock? Chad Gable was like, there's no time for you to be tired and weary. Gunther, don't give a rat's ass. He'll take you down if you're tired or 100%. You have to be ready. And that's what happened, man. Sami Zayn had a match against Big Bronson Reed. After the match, Gunther took out Sami Zayn and took out Chad Gable. The last impression of Gunther reigning supreme. And could this be the visual of Gunther raising that title above Sami Zayn's losing victory at WrestleMania? So with Gunther breaking all records, not just Roman Reigns, but we know Gunther, the Ring General, has been breaking numbers all across the board. Can he continue on his streak and defeat Sami Zayn? That's the next question, folks. And I wish Gunther all the best, and I hope he does. I hope he continue on his streak here, bringing value to the Intercontinental Champion. He's been doing great for the past, a year or so? So he brought a lot of value, a lot of prestige back into the IC title, rightfully where it belongs to. And I hope Gunther continues on here. So that's going to be my pick, Gunther. All right, let's move on to the next match. The Judgment Day. Finn Balor and Damian Priest will face DIY, Johnny Gargano, Tommaso Ciampa versus The Awesome Truth, The Miz and R-Truth versus The New Day, Kofi Kingston and Xavier Woods versus A-Town Down Under, Austin Theory, Grayson Waller versus The New Catch Republic, Pete Dunne and Tyler Bate. By the way, this match will be featured as a six-pack tag team ladder match for the undisputed WWE Tag Team Champions. Now the rules are interesting here, and let me dial in here on YouTube. This match will end after both titles are under the Undisputed Championship banner. The Raw and SmackDown have been retrieved, making it possible for the titles to split between two teams. So if one team grabs the Raw brand title, the match is not completed until the SmackDown gets retrieved as well. So I have a couple questions for that. Now, what if, I'm getting examples here. What if Team R-Truth, right, in The Miz, right, The Awesome Truth, what if they won? What if they grabbed the Raw titles? Are they eligible for the SmackDown as well? Or once they get the titles, they're automatically out of the match and they're disqualified, leaving the other five teams to fight for the other set of titles? So I'm curious to see how this is going to work. I think the whole Undisputed thing, I get they're flopping both shows, Raw and SmackDown, for some people, and they rather have the split brand. And I get it, man, because when they had the whole brand split, man, it was nothing really special about it. You still have wrestlers bouncing back and forth. So what's the point of the brand split? What's the purpose of it? If you're supposed to split them, why are we getting select superstars hopping back and forth and get involved in other storylines, which we're seeing, right? So, it's going to be interesting. Now, the question is, who will win the Raw Tag Team titles? And who will win the SmackDown Tag Team titles? The best contenders, I think Awesome Truth, well, deservingly, man. They're a very entertaining team. They could be potential. Maybe the Raw Tag Team titles. It's my pick, possibly. For for the SmackDown. The new Cash Republic's been teasing stuff here. A-Town Down Under is a potentially Austin Theory and Grayson Waller. They're on SmackDown. That'd be a perfect fit. So that could be my pick, man. I think Awesome Truth could win the Raw. And Theory and Waller could win the SmackDown Tag Team titles. Let me know what you guys think. Into the Square Circle Podcast on Facebook, X, Instagram, TikTok. Drop it in the comment section down on YouTube. So that's my pick. All right, let's move on to the next match. Jey Uso versus Jimmy Uso in the singles match. Brothers versus brothers. Whoa, doggy. Ugh, it's going to be a hell of a match. It's going to be a slobber knocker, as the kids would say. Jim Ross would say. Man, it's going to be a great match. I can see it right now. It's going to be a great match. These guys are going to have everything but the kitchen sink. A lot of frog splash. A lot of super kicks. Trying to think what else is going to go down. Bloodshed between the both brothers. I think we're going to have a great singles match this coming Saturday. So if I had to pick one brother who's going to walk out victorious, I'm going to go for my boy, Yeet, Jey Uso. That's going to be my pick, Jey Uso. Why? He is he has all the charisma, right? Jimmy Uso has been down talking on Jey Uso for weeks and months, right? This is all your fault. You're the one left me. You know, this is you, all you. And I feel this is the time for Jey Uso to shut up his brother Jimmy at WrestleMania. So this could be my pick. All right, up next, a six-woman tag team match. Of course, no titles on the line, but it's going to be the Avengers style. The last episode, I said, I hope they put Jade Cargill at WrestleMania, and she is. Oh, my God. Look at this. Bianca Belair, Jade Cargill, Naomi versus Damage Control, Dakota Kai, Asuka, and Kairi Sane. Six-woman tag match. I'm going to go right off the gate, man. I'm not gonna sit here and ponder on it. I'm going to go for Bianca Belair, Jade Cargill, Naomi. That's the Avengers of women's wrestling right there. Holy smokes. Oh, man. Just Jade Cargill, a future star. Bianca Belair, a former champion. Naomi's been the top many times. Nothing against Asuka. Nothing against Dakota Kai and Kairi Sane. They're great, but man, just seeing those top three women in a faction, that is the elite of women's roster right there at WrestleMania. What a perfect fit. Now I'm going to pick Bianca Belair, Jade Cargill, and Naomi to win. Disagree? Let me know what you guys think in the comment section of YouTube, Facebook, X, Instagram. Send me a DM. Up next, tag team match. Latino World Order, Rey Mysterio and Dragon Lee in a tag team match against Santos Escobar and Dirty Dom Mysterio. Okay, so it's going to be interesting. This could probably be an early match on Saturday. And who's going to win? I'm going to stick with Rey Mysterio and Dragon Lee. I think they're going to be a great chemistry right there. I'm a big Mysterio fan. I've been watching him since the late 90s, and Dragon Lee, a young, upcoming luchador who's different, unique, under the wings of Rey Mysterio, and I think that's going to be a good chemistry between the both luchadors. Santos Escobar looks great. Dirty Dom has a lot of heat. It's going to be a great match, man, but what if Santos and Dirty Dom use their heelish advantage and cheat their way out? Could someone get interfered in this match? There's a possibility. We'll have to wait and see. But in the meantime, I'm going to stick with my boys, Rey Mysterio and Dragon Lee. You put the top best luchadors on the planet, slap them on a WrestleMania match card, and you're going to have yourself a great tag team Mexican luchador style match right here. A different flavor in WrestleMania. I dig it. I can't wait for this match. So I'm going to pick Rey Mysterio and Dragon Lee. There you go, folks. It's main event time for WrestleMania night number one this coming Saturday, April 6th. Tag team match. The Bloodline, the final boss, The Rock, and the current undisputed world champion, the tribal chief, Roman Reigns, will face the American Nightmare. The guy's going to finish his story, hopefully this weekend, Cody Rhodes, and the current WWE world champion, Seth freaking Rollins, going down this Saturday night in the main event. Of course, Cody and Seth lose their tag team match at night number one. Cody Rhodes is required to face Roman Reigns in a Bloodline style match. Now, this past Monday on Monday Night Raw, we had a tease, right? We had a good glimpse of the tribal Bloodline style match between Seth Rollins and Solo Sikoa. And I'll be honest with you, the Bloodline rules is practically a no DQ match, a street fight. That's all it is. Weapons, interference, that's what the Bloodline rules match it is. I was hoping you get like a volcano on the Titantron. I was hoping you have, ladies in the Hallelulu skirt on. You think they'll have sand around the ring. You think you'll have fire, and you guys blowing fire like Drickie the Dragon Steamboat. You think you'll have a Hawaiian feel, like a Bloodline feel, right? No tribal rules. You have just everybody on the Samoan side just circling around the ring, ready to bamboozle Cody Rhodes and Seth Rollins. You think that would be that kind of style, but the Bloodline rules match is pretty much a no DQ. That's all it is. Nothing special. I hope that they make a special if it comes down to that point. But this past Monday on Raw, The Rock came out, and it was a great, great promo of The Rock talking about how he eviscerated, destroyed Cody Rhodes last Monday in Chicago, making a bleed, watching Cody's family, little kids crying because, Uncle Cody is... he's dead. He's dead. And, the little girl was crying. Perfect. What a way to break people's hearts. The Rock just a bad man. He's a very bad man. The boogeyman make people sad, break hearts. And I got to say, The Rock did a great job, of course. But, of course, the main event was Seth Rollins versus Solo Sikoa, Bloodline Rules match, of course. Now, they teased the whole night Cody Rhodes was not able to compete due to being injured from last Monday. So, okay, fair and square. Obviously, Cody's going to come out, despite what the doctor's order said. Of course, Solo Sikoa and Seth Rollins match eventually got interference from Jimmy Uso. And then, out comes Cody Rhodes for the save. Then out comes The Rock. Out comes Roman Reigns. Long story short, the night ended with The Rock and Roman Reigns hands held in a high above Cody and Seth. They're whooping Cody and Seth with their training belts. So we knew that this could be the picture of the ending of night number one with The Rock and Roman with their hands held high as winners. Possibly. There's the potential. And also, there's a lot of teasement, and a lot of people haven't pulled it out yet, but the question is, what if Cody Rhodes won the title? What if The Rock, if Roman Reigns, which he teased, Michael Cole said it on television this Monday, if Roman Reigns lose the title, he will finish his wrestling career. He is done. That's it. So how fitting is that? Roman Reigns brought that up. If he loses the title, he is done. Paul Heyman is going to the Hall of Fame. Be inducted by Roman Reigns. And they teased it this past Monday. Could this be the final appearance as Roman Reigns as a world champion? There's a lot of teaser in that. there's a lot of teasers of what if Roman lost the titles. That's a big iffy. Which you're teasing here. Enjoy, folks. Because this could be it. Roman Reigns on television as a world champion. Soak it in. And I think that's why they're going to give him this big push. How they ended Monday Night Raw this past Monday on the USA Network. So, there's a potential. And I could see it happening. Now, the question is how the outcome will be. Could Rock turn on Roman? We don't know. There's no teaser. There's nothing that's showing. There's some kind of miscommunication. Maybe there will be. Roman's been touting The Rock. Thank you for joining forces for me. This is going to be an easy walking through the park match for me this coming Saturday because I have The Rock. He did all the dirty work in Chicago, making Cody bleed. So, you think with all the ego Roman Reigns has, do you think this is teasing something? Maybe The Rock is like, now you're using me? You're making me obey you as the tribal chief? And now you're going to use me to conquer your opponent? Ain't happening. Who knows? The other possibility of, maybe could you see someone saving Cody and Seth Rollins? A lot of people think Stone Cold might show up. Maybe John Cena might show up. And again, it's the biggest WrestleMania of all time. Star-studded. So, you know, getting those big names will just make that night even bigger and more historic. Now, do Cody Rhodes, I'm going to ask you, the listeners on podcasts and YouTube, do you really think Cody needs the help from Stone Cold or John Cena? Now, this is an underdog story. The Rock is a bully, the final boss, the TKO board, the evil corporate minister. Do you think you really need Stone Cold or The Rock to match it up? That'd be a nice moment of WrestleMania, but this is a underdog story. This is redemption. We need Cody to have bloodshed this coming Saturday night. You thought you would get bloodshed this past Monday night on Raw. That was not the case. We had, you know, a nice little hype-up moment where Cody's ready to do rock bottom on The Rock himself on the announcer table, and they got cut short from Roman Reigns. And the tables were turned. So, there's a lot of questions, a lot of answers to be unfolded this coming Saturday. But whatever it may be, it's going to be a wild ride. Our jaw is going to be dropped. There's going to be a lot of things, a lot of stuff, a lot of dominoes effects going down this coming weekend, leading into the next Monday, the Raw after WrestleMania. So, it's going to be wild, folks. It's going to be wild. But that was just night number one. We still got night number two after we take this next commercial break. GB's here, and did you know that Into the Squared Circle podcast is on YouTube? Did you? But yes, it is on YouTube. All you have to do is type in youtube.com/IntoTheSquaredCirclePodcast. That's right, folks. If you're not subscribed, subscribe right now, damn it, so you never miss an episode each and every week, just like this podcast. That's right, folks. If you're on YouTube, you're typing how to change a light bulb or how to replace the batteries in your remote. And since you're there, all you have to do is search Into the Squared Circle Podcast, hit the subscribe, hit the bell button, and you're a part of the family. Join the fastest growing community a pro wrestling independent podcast on YouTube, Into the Squared Circle Podcast. Subscribe today. All right, folks, welcome back, and let's talk about night number two this coming Sunday on the Peacock Network at the Lincoln Financial Field in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. Let's get right off the bat here, folks. Seth freaking Rollins will put his world champion on the line against Drew McIntyre. Whoa, man. Seth Rollins It's been a lot of distraction the past couple of weeks on this whole Cody Rock and Roman. Drew McIntyre has been pointing it out. Come on, dude, you need to focus on our match. Seth was like, I ain't worried about it. I'm taking you on the backseat, boy. You're not on my mind. And that's a big no-no. That's a big no-no. That's a lot of teasing right there, folks. That's a lot of teasing. Something tells me in my guts. Again, this is what I feel. I think Drew McIntyre can finally get his big moment, his big win, and defeat Seth freaking Rollins this coming Sunday at WrestleMania. Drew has everything on his books. He looks like a star. He talks like a star. He has grown on me like crazy the past couple weeks. So Drew, I'm slowly become a fan of his. He is a future top star, and he rightly deserved, right? He was the pandemic world champion in front of nobody. What a way to get a victory over Seth Rollins. So that's going to be my pick, Drew McIntyre, just because of those reasonings. I think he's ready. I think he's ready to conquer Seth Rollins with all these distractions he has. So that's going to be my pick. All right. The Women's World Championship on the line. Io Sky will put her title on the line against Bayley. Interesting. So they've been teasing stuff like last Friday on SmackDown. Bayley attack Io Sky during a photo shoot. So the question is, who will win? Could Io Sky retain the Women's Champion? Or could Bayley become the new WWE Women's Champion at WrestleMania this coming Sunday? It's going to be interesting. Nothing against Io Sky. She is great. But Bayley, I think she will deserve the title, have her big WrestleMania moment. That's going to be my pick, Bayley. She has she's a veteran. She has all the skills of the books. She's been around the biggest top female stars in the WWE. And I think this is her time, man. What a way to shine on the grandam stage of them all. WrestleMania. So that's going to be my pick, Bayley. She could become the new WWE World Women's Champion. All right. Then it's fair, right? What do you guys think? All right. This is going to be a slobber knocker. This is going to be a bar burner. Barn burber, not a bar. It could be a bar burner as well. LA Knight versus AJ Styles. Wow. Could LA Knight get his hands on AJ and finally get what AJ deserves? Potentially. I'm a fan of both guys. It sucks. At least for me, I like both guys. I'm a fan of both of them. I've been a big fan of AJ Styles since the early 2000s, right? TNA wrestling. LA Knight, been a fan of his since his popularity exploded. So you put two and two, you're going to have a colossal of your wrestling match. It's going to be tough to say. Right down the middle. 50-50. AJ Styles, a lot of experience. LA Knight, a few years off. AJ Styles, I think AJ Styles has the advantage because he's been in the business since 2000, right? 99-2000. So, of course, AJ is going to have more experience, more wise. Has all the tricks up the books in LA Knight. Still learning, of course. Been in the business for quite a while. Got some miles. But I've had to pick one. That'd be a huge win for AJ, but also a huge win for LA Knight. I don't know. This is a match where I don't know who's going to win. But G got to pick one. And this is the tough, right? I'm going to pick LA Knight. Yeah. That's going to be my pick, LA Knight, for the reason behind it. He is reaching stardom. Push him to the moon even more, right? Yeah, he said it himself in an interview a couple weeks ago. He felt like his career was going fast. Now things are a little bit on a slow pace here. Not a slow pace, but on a even steady walk. But time to strap him on a rocket, shoot him to the moon. This would be a good spot to do it. LA Knight, hell yeah. This would be my pick. All right, up next, a triple threat match for the WWE United States Champion, the current champion, Logan Paul, versus Randy Orton versus Kevin Owens. It's going to be a great match, too, man. It's a lot of great matches this coming Sunday compared to Saturday. Obviously, it's Championship Sunday because there's a lot of championships being on the line, minus LA Knight and AJ Styles, but I could see this match being great. Logan Paul is always a treat to watch him. Randy Orton is a legend, a goat. He's going to do some things, random RKOs, insane stuff that will, I got to say, it's going to be very impressive. And I think Kevin Owens is going to put on a great, great spectacular in the ring as well. So, a lot of stunners, a lot of RKOs, a lot of frog splash, a lot of elbow drops. I think they're going to get a mixture of a lot of stuff. You're going to get a clash of styles, no pun intended here, folks. If I had to pick one, man, I think Logan Paul, he weaseled his way out last year at WrestleMania. I can see this happening again. Maybe his one of his prime drink cronies could be involved in it again this year. Maybe he will not, but I think Logan Paul is going to retain. That's going to be my pick. Up next, the Pride, Bobby Lashley, Angelo Dawkins, and Montez Ford will face the Final Testament, Karrion Kross, Akeem, and Razor. This is a six-man tag team match in Philadelphia. Street fight. So if I had to guess, there are going to be tables, chairs. I don't know what else is going to be. Normally when they have a street fight, that's all they have, tables and chairs. Okay, so if I had to pick one for the hell of it, this match, you know, there's nothing fancy sticking out for me, but I don't know. Bobby Lashley, Montez Ford, the Street Profits, I'm a fan of theirs, so I'm going to go ahead and pick them for the hell of it. Great chemistry between Bobby Lashley and the Street Profits, and I think with Bobby Lashley and his skills and his mindset, I think he could land that victory for Team Pride. Okay, here we go. The final match. So the biggest match, WrestleMania. Roman Reigns will put his undisputed championship on the line against Cody Rhodes. This is the big question, the big what if, the big match everyone's waiting for. Could this match be under bloodline rules, or could this be a straight, clean world championship match? Roman Reigns versus Cody, main event of WrestleMania, night number 2. And this is the big question, folks. This is your voices will be heard right here on the podcast, YouTube, in the comment section. Could Roman Reigns retain the undisputed world champion? Or could Cody Rhodes finish his story and become the new undisputed world champion? There's a potential. It's tough to say. But you know my answer. I'm a Cody guy. I'm a Cody. The Cody crybaby, as always. And, of course, Cody got to finish the story. Has to, right? It's mandatory, damn it. Because I said so. And he's going to become the new undisputed world champion. That's it. We're going to keep it simple right there, folks. I'm not going to go any more longer, because that's going to be my pick. And I hope this is your picks. Maybe your picks are different between night number 1 and night number 2. Drop it in the comment section what matches you're looking forward to. YouTube, podcast land, if you're listening, Facebook, X, Instagram, TikTok. Let me know what you guys think, man. We're fans. I'm a fan. Let's discuss. This is fun. I love predicting. I love fantasy booking or fantasy. You know, I just imagine what could happen. Monday Night Raw after WrestleMania. What could happen? The outcome of WrestleMania. This is very exciting. There's going to be a lots going on. It's going to be a party this week for pro wrestling fans all across the world. Philadelphia is going to be popping, right? Not just WrestleMania. There's a lot of wrestling companies flocking to Philadelphia. So there's wrestling all across the corner. If you're heading out there, have a little bit of fun. Be safe as always. If you're home chilling like me, hang back, have a couple cold ones with your friends, families. Watch WrestleMania. It's the pinnacle of sports entertainment and pro wrestling. And what a time to be alive, baby, because WWE is on fire. They, announced this past Monday, the Raw. This is like the 13th executive sold-out show, the biggest Raw gate in history. So Raw is on fire, baby. Triple H said they're almost heading to a attitude-like. Let me repeat that. Triple H said this era is heading to more of an attitude era like. Now, I don't believe it's in the attitude era, right? That's a whole different period, right? That was the 90s. The 90s were different. This is the 2024s, right? The 2020s. This is different. Things have changed since the 90s. Yeah, I could see it's being a money mover. Obviously, the economy was different from the 90s compared to now. Gas was cheaper. You could buy bread cheap. Things were a little bit cheaper back then. You got away with a handful of stuff. Now these days, people can't afford things, right? People, you know, gas is too high. You know, things are different now these days. Things are costing more. You know, mortgage, water bills, your phone bill, things you buy at the stores. Tickets to live events. They're not cheap. I was looking at floor seats for SmackDown here in Chicago in June. $500 for a floor seat. You got to be effing kidding me. So, of course, they're going to be banking money here, folks. That things are on the cost and rise here. And they're shattering numbers, right, because the product's hot. And I wish WWE all the best, and I hope they reach the level of television back where they used to do an 18 million people. How many people they did back in the 90s? I hope they can get to that point. Bring out all the casuals. But all the casuals will be watching at WrestleMania, the hottest thing in pro wrestling. And I'll be watching as well, along with you guys as well. So there you go, folks. Thank you very much for listening to this fine show. Hit the follow, hit the like, we're in the podcast land. Join me on social media platforms, Facebook, X, Instagram. Follow me all week. I'll be keeping tabs. All things pro wrestling, of course. As always, that's what I love to do. I'm a wrestling fan for life. I have a couple things coming up pretty soon, so stay tuned. I'll unshed some stuff I have pretty cool going on here. I got some photos. There's a lot of stuff I want to share with you guys. It's pretty cool. That's part of the podcast. All right, folks, until next time, happy WrestleMania week. Enjoy responsibly, as always. Have fun and happy pro wrestling. Until next time, my friends, bye-bye, everybody.